The title is pretty self-explanatory. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read an article, and I would like your feedback on this. The article is dated the 18th of November 2006. It is entitled, Why Does Microsoft Hate Linux? Why does Microsoft hate Linux? That pretty much sums it up. But you're probably asking yourself, quote, why does he think this when Microsoft is now embracing Linux on a financial and code-based level, end quote. I forgot to mention, the author of this article is Jack Wallen. To continue, why? Because Microsoft has, for the past decade, taken Linux to task at every corner. No one has spent as much time, money, and effort in attempting to take down the poster child of open source. No one has spread as much fear, uncertainty, and doubt as Microsoft. No one has practiced such shady business ethics outside of SCO, and even then, Microsoft, it has come to light lately, has put a large sum of money up for SCO. And if anybody can answer me this question, I don't know what SCO is, so if you could enlighten me, I would appreciate that. And now they are buying into Linux itself. Why, Microsoft? Why are you doing this? I'll tell you why. Warning. I am donning my conspiracy theorist hat here. Now, this is the author saying this. They want to take down Linux from the inside out. How? Any way they can. But I have a feeling it will be something as simple as inserting a snippet of proprietary code into the Linux kernel under the guise of coexisting with Windows Vista, and then crying, "Wolf!" That's in quotes. Or maybe their purpose is to figure out what makes the Linux kernel tick and then come up and then one-up them within their own kernel. I'm sorry, I lost my place. Or maybe it's even more simple. Maybe Microsoft plans on dumping all its money into SUSE to buy it out and claim ownership of Linux. When I see in the article, if you choose to read it yourself, I'm going to include a link to this in the video. It says MS. I'm just going to call it Microsoft just so I don't have to worry about these abbreviations. Back to the article. It could happen. Remember the old joke about Microsoft claiming patent rights on ones and zeros? Linux might not be far away from this. Microsoft has the deepest pockets of any business on the planet, so they can afford to hire the best team of lawyers to draw up a plan to bring down our favorite operating systems. Microsoft may very well be hoping to crush their main competitor, Red Hat Linux, from the inside out. Support SUSE so that Red Hat suffers until Red Hat caves in and allows Microsoft to buy into their company. But how can we take care of this? It's really up to companies like SUSE to realize that the big green carrot Microsoft is dangling in front of them might be more of a time bomb waiting to go off in their face. What's really difficult is that Linux has gained so much within the last few years. The desktop has surpassed that of Windows in stability and usability. The server has proven to be one of the best solutions for the enterprise level. But if Microsoft has their way, they will, from the inside out, bring Linux down to its knees, and it will take years for the open source community to stand back up. Please, SUSE, rethink what you are doing, or at least protect yourself and your code. Don't let Microsoft take control of something so dear to our hearts. On a side note, I've used OpenSUSE, not so much SLED, the SUSE Linux Enterprise, but I have used the, what I guess I would call the consumer version of SUSE, and I like it a lot, so I agree with them on that. I have, for over a decade, been a Linux zealot. Because of this, I question every move that Microsoft makes. Under my microscope of conspiracy, I place Microsoft, and I usually find every single nugget of FUD there is to find. On a side note, FUD is in capitals, F-U-D, so I don't know if that's an acronym or something. If you could enlighten me, that would be appreciated. Back to the article. Microsoft, since its inception, has practiced some of the shadiest business ethics in the history of the computing world. And because of this, I don't trust their moves. Every move they make, nods to Sting and the police, this is in parentheses, is riddled, with hidden agenda. Even the Samba team has chimed in asking Novell to reconsider the deal, stating, "For Novell to make this deal shows a profound disregard for the relationship that they have with the free software community. We are, in essence, their suppliers, and Novell should know that they have no right to make self-serving deals on behalf of others which run contrary to the goals and ideals of the free software community." That little snippet there was in italics after the word "stating," which is followed by colon. And the Samba team is right. Novell striking this deal with Microsoft shows a complete disregard to not only the patent-free nature of Linux, but also of the Linux community and all it stands for and believes. This most recent Microsoft stealth attack on Linux could very well be the most dangerous move they've ever made. I believe they are planning something down the road that will be nothing more than an attempt to dismember its competition. So I have to ask, why does Microsoft hate Linux? The answer, however, is obvious. Because it's superior and gaining ground faster than they have ever anticipated. Those little side notes were sort of my little side narration, so I apologize if they threw you off track. I was announcing various grammar elements, such as the italics and quotes, because I would like for people who are low vision or totally blind to be able to get in on this as well. Because for us in the blind community, Linux is starting to take hat, particularly in the presence of Ubuntu and Fedora. There was recently a podcast up on Blind Cool Tech about the accessibility of Linux, and I found it to be rather interesting. But the question in the video is, what is your input? So I'd like some feedback. Text, video, whatever the heck you want. I did show it to one other individual. I believe he has an account on YouTube, although I don't remember his username offhand. He stated that the author seemed a little bit paranoid. In a way I agree and in a way I don't, partially because I've only gotten into Linux in the past year or so, in the past year, this coming July. So, I'm kind of new to this and don't really know behind the scenes, if you will, activities that went on in the Linux community, particularly with Novell, because I was surprised that this happened, to be honest. When I found the article, I thought, wow, because I never knew that Novell had anything like this going on, which is a shame, because I absolutely love OpenSUSE. It's fantastic. I just want the Mark screen reader to be more accessible. That concludes my video. Again, video and text responses are welcome. I'm getting a Skype call, so thank you for watching. I look forward to your response.